This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We're going to be talking about a special event that's going to be coming up on May 31st at the Adrian Armory. And it's all about the Sam Buford Woodworking Institute, and they're going to be having a gallery on that day. Happy to have on the program with me Addison Krizak, who was a project management intern there at Sam Buford. Addison, welcome.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
It's good to have you with us. This must have been an interesting internship for you to be able to do at Sam Buford.
Yes, 100%. Definitely coming from somebody at Adrian College that gets a different experience from somebody, a student at Sam Buford. It's two completely different worlds, but it's so special to be there.
Yeah, definitely. There's so many great things happening at Sam Buford, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of upcoming projects really growing and expanding overall, so they're very excited.
Yeah. The classes are held there, and then there's a variety of different things that can be made there with those classes, right?
Yeah, definitely. There's difference of weekend classes, but also there's a small group of students that come in from the beginning of the year till the end of May, which is their technically commencement ceremony, and they're working on their woodworking skills, creating fine furniture, their art skills. So it was basically pulling all the different pieces of arts and taking what most people would consider a trade school into something that's so much more curated towards like fine and like highly detailed and really excelling to be competitive with other normal institutions. It's really cool to see how the students like evolve over time.
Plus, students of all ages and all walks of life, right?
Yes, definitely. So it's weird to see that a lot of students, quote unquote, are technically a lot older than me, but it's cool to get all their different perspectives on life and where they came from. And they're coming in all having the same mindset of like, this is something we want to do with our lives, and being able to work with like hardworking and handmaking. It's so cool to see the different walks of life all come together and share their love of woodworking.
So you're taking these projects or end results of the classes, and you're going to be showing them off, right?
Yes, at the Adrian Armory from noon to 5. It's basically a showcase for that anyone within the area and outside the area is welcome to come in and attend. It's also going to be for sale by different pricing depending on what the technically artists would like to do with their pieces of work. But we just want to showcase what they've done over the year and all their hard work and blood, sweat, and tears that they've put into these projects that made them so successful now and are going to be now having that same walk of life that I am at the end of May of going off into the real world and exploring what their new career is going to be like.
Well, I must say, before I forget, congratulations on your graduation from Adrian College.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. And what field of work are you going to go into?
Hopefully project management.
So all right.
This
internship was right up your alley then.
100%. It was an amazing experience to have between doing event coordination for the overall commencement ceremony for them, their early design phases for some projects that they're coming up with as well, their different partnerships that they're currently working with. It's really cool to see how Sam Buford ties in so tight-knit with the community, but is also expanding so much to the rest of the United States.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
to me, that just boggles my mind. And it's just such an outreach that Sam Buford Woodworking has there. Now, when we're talking about these projects, can you tell us, Addison, the range of the items that will be found at the gallery?
Yeah, definitely.
On May 31st?
A lot of the pieces are going to be surrounding around furniture. A lot of them are different styles of chairs, different that come from different styles of artists that have come in the past that these students came in and put their own like special twist on it. It made them unique to them, which basically they're one-of-a-kind pieces because they're made by hand at Sam Buford and now going to be showcased. So having those one-of-a-kind pieces of chairs, different dressers, maybe a cabinet, like whatever these students had in mind of what they wanted to showcase and prove to the rest of the world that like this is what I want to do with my life and this is what I can make is really, really amazing to see, and I'm just so excited for them.
Yeah, another bonus is it's done locally.
Yes.
By local people.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I think is simply amazing. And that this is something that they would want to do for the rest of their lives, or maybe even for that matter, you know, doing as a hobby, but still, you know, kind of doing like a side gig off of it too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. A lot of these students either want to be entrepreneurs and starting up their own companies, either out of the garage, getting a building, or they're working with some of the best places in the world that create like custom made pieces as well.
You know, to be able to tap onto this talent as well, Addison, not only exciting for those that are participating, our students of those classes, but to be able to see the end results of these too.
Yeah. The start to finish, watching them either draw it out on paper and pencil and then seeing them downstairs in the wood shop working day in and day out on these pieces to create something beautiful. It's such a cool design process to see from start to finish.
Now, the gallery, as we mentioned earlier, just to repeat once again, this is going to be on Saturday, May 31st.
Yep.
And from?
Noon to 5.
Noon to 5. What did it take to be able to set this gallery up at the Adrian Armory?
Yeah, it was pretty simple connections that my boss, Dina, and Luke Barnett had, which also amazing people to work with
well,
since they founded Sam Buford as well. But they just have so many connections and close-knit community outreaches that it made my job of planning the commencement ceremony and the graduate show so much easier, because it's like, okay, here's your like designated target. Reach out to them, work with them, communicate on how we can make this successful and try to make your own spin on it, because we've done this in the past. What can we do to elevate it and make it more beautiful this year?
Excellent. Excellent. So are the I would take it that the students are going to be there with their projects, their end results of the projects at the gallery as well?
Yeah, a lot of students will be there. If not, there's also a printed out bio of the student and certain contact information, the pricing, everything will be laid out on there.
I think this would be so incredible and so neat for people to be able to not only to come to be able to see what is being done at Sam Buford Woodworking Institute, but also to be able to go and to purchase some of these things that if you're looking for maybe a particular piece of furniture, or you go through and say, you know, that would fit just fine in this room we have.
Yeah, definitely. It's really cool to see people coming in and looking for one of a kind, unique, creative. It's something that not everybody's going to have in a cookie cutter household.
Yeah.
And especially in Adrian, it has so much character and culture within it. So
yes, yes.
Bringing that from Sam Buford into somebody's own home and getting one of these pieces is really surreal.
I think it's going to be really super exciting to be able to go to just to come to the gallery on that day, just to take a look to see what has been made, what some of the things that the students have accomplished. And like I said before, you know, it was done right here in Adrian. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, wow, this is something that's really special to be able to come. Now, is there going to be an admission to the gallery as well?
It should be free admission.
Free admission. Okay, excellent. So come one, come all, huh?
Yeah, definitely. We want to showcase what these students are made of and want to get the community together as much as possible.
Anything else about gallery event that's going to be on May 31st that maybe we haven't mentioned, Addison?
Yeah, if you want something that is one of a kind in your own home or is just looking to see what is going on within Adrian, Michigan, I would definitely say come out and have a time.
There you go. And again, date, time, and location.
It's going to be May 31st from noon to 5 at the Adrian Armory.
And it's free admission.
Yes.
Yes. The only thing you have to pay for is buying the actual item, right?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Addison, thank you so much. And again, congratulations on your graduation from Adrian College.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate it because I know this is a very busy time of the year for you too.
Oh, yeah.
So I really appreciate you taking the time to come in to talk about this. And it's going to be at the Adrian Armory, which is just across the way from us here at the radio station. And to be able to go in and take a look, see what's happening and you know, get a better idea of what's happening at the Sam Buford Woodworking Institute too.
You know,
it's just an amazing place over there too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Addison Krizak?
Yep.
All right. Who was the project manager, a management intern for the Institute de Gallery. That's coming up on May 31st, Adrian Armory, noon to 5. Thank you so much again for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.